Welcome to another semi-exciting episode of Double Tap. This is episode 6. We are on the 1st of March, 2015. One of the greatest months of all time, simply because it's a triple threat birthday month for myself. Got a little bit of news going on. I am Dave, and always with me is my homeboy, the Colossal Gringo.
What up, y'all? It's Tony.
And first thing is in order. We got to say congratulations to my boy, Tony, here for having a new addition to his familia, his little tiny baby boy, Link.
Thank you.
Hyrule.
Yep.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. He's doing good. We're home now. Mom's doing better. We're all home and just breaking in the house now. I'm not sure the kids are excited about having a crying baby at home, but they'll get used to it.
You better take care of that kid, man. He's the hope of all Hyrule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we already saved Hyrule when we were in the hospital. I was playing The Legend of Zelda on the 3DS, the virtual console.
Nice. How'd you like it?
It was good. I don't remember beating it, so I wanted to get back to it, and I did while I was bored up in the hospital. So,
which one was it?
The very first one on the NES.
Ooh, old school. I like it.
Yeah, I was having an issue with trying to figure out how to get into one of the dungeons. I think it was like the last one, so I had to look it up. I'm like, how the hell do you get in this damn dungeon? So, and then it was just a matter of a certain way you go through the woods or whatnot. It wasn't the last one. It was like the fifth one. But whatever, it was like you go left, up, down, right, and then you get through the mystery woods.
Then ABA, select square, start.
Yeah, yep.
Even though there's no square. It's all good.
The T button. It's an inside joke, but...
It wants to be on the outside, though.
Right, exactly.
So let's jump into our news portion, because we got a ton of stuff going on for this episode. I want to say sorry for not being able to post anything myself. Obviously, you guys know why Tony's been out of commission the last week and a half, because, you know, baby drama. But I've also been kind of busy on the work front, and it kind of made me hard to get on my own set of streams just to, you know, keep you guys updated with stuff. But we got a lot of stuff going on. So, Tony, I'm going to let you lead off with a little bit of news.
All right. Well, actually, I want to start off with I wanted to add a couple things I missed on the time travel episode. Some of my favorite things I forgot to mention. Shame on me, I know. But for TV episodes, I don't know if anyone else out there is a big fan of the Robin Big Show that is no longer on the air, which I wish it was. Kind of
hell
sucks.
Yeah.
But they had an episode. I had to look up the episode number because I didn't know, but it's episode 202. And it's the time travel or the time machine one where Rob orders a time machine and they try to go back in time. It's a great episode. If you get a chance, watch it. I think it's on Netflix, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Well, watch that one. It's pretty damn good.
I didn't see that on Netflix, but they do have Fantasy Factory, all the seasons on Hulu.
Okay. Maybe it's on Amazon Prime. I know I have Amazon Prime and Netflix, so I know I've seen it on one of the two streaming services I have. So check that out if you can. And then a movie I forgot to mention was Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. It's the one where he keeps dying and going back.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I liked the premise of that.
Yeah, that was a good show or a good movie.
Faux show.
So now that I got that out of the way, I want to start off with, I kind of been talking about what I was playing. I was playing the Zelda on the 3DS. Also, I played a little bit of Dying Light the other night. Actually, with your bro.
He said something about that. He said you guys had a blast just doing dumb stuff. And
oh, yeah, we were having a lot of fun, dude. I think we played for a good 2 hours. We weren't even really doing any missions or nothing. We were just out smashing some zombies. That game's good. I wish they would do some more mission, add more story to it, I should say.
That's how you know you got a good game and a fun game, when you don't even have to do anything productive. You just screw around with your buddy and, you know, have laughs and just do just fun shit. So that's why I appreciate stuff like that.
It reminds me a lot when we just get on, like, Grand Theft Auto 3 or just cause mayhem in the town and stuff like that.
Oh, man. I used to love climbing rooftops and using the health code and the rocket launcher code and just blasting the innocent citizens of the town and watching my wanted level rise up with the SWAT choppers coming after me, tanks trying to shoot me off the tops of buildings. It was great.
Yeah, I'd get my wanted level all the way up, and then I believe there was a code to make it go away and just do it all over again.
Yep, just reset and watch the mayhem come to you.
And then lately I've been into the retro gaming, so I played a lot of Sonic the other day. I actually got some video footage of me playing Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and nice. Some Super Mario Bros. 3. I mean, the classics I wanted to get back into, so that's the games I've been playing there.
Can't beat the old school stuff, man.
Right.
Speaking of kind of new school meets old school, I did get my hands on The Order 1886. And I'll give my full review on it here in a minute when we get done talking about some other stuff. Just out the gate though, before I get into anything, don't spend your money on it yet, but at the same time, it's not the worst game ever. Like, it's not Thief, it's not as bad as Thief in my opinion, but it's not worth $60 as well. It's kind of like the way they split up Metal Gear Solid 5, how they had the Prelude. It just came out and I can't even remember the name of it. But I know the full game was called The Phantom Pain. So it would have been different if they did something like that with The Order. But for $60 for how long this game was and for some of the things that it was lacking, I don't agree with the price. I'd say it'd be worth maybe 30, maybe half of 60. But, yeah, if you guys got the patience and you want to hold out, I would suggest waiting until the price drops, which probably will be soon since it was not very well received. So other than that, did a little bit more Dying Light.
Yeah, I was thinking about hopping back into Dying Light maybe tonight when we get done recording. I wanted to do some more trophy hunting on the game. I still got to clear all the quarantine zones and get all the save zones. But, you know, with the issues with the trophy glitches there, I don't know if I want to bother putting any more time in to trying to get the platinum trophy if it's not going to be obtainable, you know? So
yeah, it almost seems like a waste of time to go trophy hunting for that game anymore, because it's like, if you know it's going to be impossible to get the trophies, it's not even worth it to try.
Right. You know?
So that just kind of sucks. But that's kind of why I went back into Destiny a little bit more. Just because I've seriously neglected it ever since Dying Light came out. And then, you know, I picked up The Order. And so I just got back into it a little bit more and, you know, picked up some more stuff, just did a little bit more this and that. And now I'm just anticipating Bloodborne, which seems like it's going to be really, really good. And it's by the same people who did the Souls games, the Dark Souls and Demon Souls. That seems like it's going to be kind of a challenge. I didn't really get into, or I can't say really get into, because I never played either Dark Souls or Demon Souls, but I heard really good things. I heard they're really super hard. They actually punish you for dying in those games. So it's really going to be a testament to how much skill or the lack thereof I really have playing a game like that for the first time, especially since they're saying this game, Bloodborne, is supposed to be harder because of the fact that you don't have a shield to block oncoming attacks. It's really twitchy. You really got to be on point, and you really got to have your A game playing this game, apparently, because it's just as punishing, if not more so, simply because you don't have any way to defend yourself. It's all dodging and counterattacking, and it seems really interesting. But it also seems like it's going to, you know, fill a lot of time in between now and when we get like the AAA franchise games that I'm waiting for, like Uncharted 4 or the new Arkham. So
yeah, the new Arkham looks great. I want to play that. I still want to actually beat the other ones. I haven't beat any of the other old Batman games yet. Luckily, they were free on PlayStation Plus, so I'm going back and playing them that way. Except for the third one. I don't think that one's been free yet.
I was going to say, bro, I got them if you need them.
Oh, nice, nice. So yeah, I'll probably have to pick them up from you and finish them.
Me personally, and I don't know if you felt the same way or not, but oh wait, I can't say anything because it'd be a spoiler for you.
Yeah, well, you know, the sad thing is I kind of had the first one spoiled for me. You know, I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he's really bad about spoiling stuff, and I just had mentioned that I was going to play the game. He's like, oh yeah, he's like, I just beat it and this happens at the end. And I was like, no. I was like, why did you tell me that? But anyways, yeah, I won't go into that territory, even though that game is so old and I'm sure people have already beaten it by now, and I should have already played and beaten it, but I haven't. So yeah, I was a little sad.
If you haven't had it ruined for you yet, then give it a shot.
Right. I think I will, actually.
But all I'll say without ruining anything is that I really hope that a character that was portrayed to be dead in the Arkham City game makes a return. Like, you know, the comic world and even in the gaming world, death is never a for sure thing.
Right.
They'll always find some way to bring
Buffy back.
Right, exactly. They'll find some way to bring a beloved character back, even if it's a villain.
Yeah.
So I just really, there's one character in particular, voiced by a very well-known actor who is about to be in the spotlight again here soon, thanks to J.J. Abrams. And hopefully you're not connecting the dots too well. You might not, but you're a pretty smart guy. Everybody yeah. else out there might know because, you know, they've either beaten the games or what have you. But I really hope somehow, some way he comes back just because the chemistry between Batman and this particular character is some of my favorite parts of the game. So that's all I'm saying for now. But like I said, if you need to bum them, go ahead and hit me up. You know where I'm at, and I'll gladly let you snag those because I feel like they're an integral part of the story. And even if you're looking forward to playing the new one, I feel like having that history within the game itself, like the Arkham series games, is kind of essential to knowing, you know, the reason why some of these characters are the way they are. Like a lot of the ones that are showcased, like Scarecrow and Penguin and what have you, which Penguin is voiced by Nolan North. I didn't know if you knew that.
Nope, I know it now.
In all
I'm not surprised though. That guy's in about every video game.
Him and Troy Baker are every character in every game ever. So right. That's all you need to know. And even female characters, that's all you need to know. They can do it. I believe in them. But they have a lot of good talent returning from not only the animated Batman series, like Kevin Conroy doing the voice of Batman like he has been since the early 90s. And it's all just such good work. So if you haven't played any of the other Arkham games, I highly suggest it, especially if you're looking forward to Arkham Knight. So there's that.
I think you just changed my plan. I think I might have to play Batman tonight. I was going to stream tonight. I might have to stream playing some old school Batman.
Do it. I platinumed the first one. And the only reason I didn't platinum the other ones is because those combat arenas and the challenges for those, after you complete them, you never want to touch them again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I platinumed the first Arkham, and I was like, you know what? I know I could do this for every single one, but do I want to do this for every single one? So, like, I know some of the hardcore gamers will be like, oh, you're not a real gamer because you're not doing it. No, hold on. You need to take a step back because I know I can do it.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, like, just like I know I can bludgeon my boss to death with a baseball bat. Should I do that? Probably not. I know I'm physically capable of doing it. Therefore, I don't need to go and do it. So, I mean, my logic could probably be flawed, which me having logic in itself is flawed. But I don't feel like that's just a journey I need to take. I'm kind of a trophy whore, but I'm like a full-time trophy whore. You know, if it's a series that I really, really, really like Uncharted, and don't get me wrong, not that I don't like the Arkham games as much, but like doing the combat stuff is not, it's not desirable for me. Like, it's fun, it's a lot of fun, but it's not that fun for me to punish myself, you know, doing it over and over and over again for every iteration of the game. So that's just me. I mean, I don't get my rocks off by torturing myself. Some people might, but
I'm sure there's a lot of people that do, so
there probably are. Yeah.
And I don't want to touch base with that stuff, so I'm gonna try and change the subject and hop straight into the news here. First news subject I got. I keep saying I apologize for that, guys, but let's say Life is Strange episode 2 is delayed. They were scheduled to come out on March 13th because they were doing a 6-week cycle for every episode to come out every 6 weeks. However, this episode got pushed back, and they're shooting for the end of March. So unfortunately, they don't have their time right, no pun intended, so they're
nice.
Yeah, right, you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
All right, yeah,
I saw it before you did it and after you did it. Now, speaking of delays in March, IGN and PlayStation both have not released what games we're going to be getting for free for the PlayStation Network or the PlayStation Plus subscribers. Did you have any knowledge as to why they said they weren't going to give us info on what we're getting yet?
They said something that they were busy and they just weren't ready to be revealed, but they will reveal it later on, I think, this week. Well, okay. Technically next week, but this week, you know what I mean. We're recording on like Saturday, Sunday night.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confusing. But later on this week, we should know what games we're getting free for March.
I was going to say
for our subscription. I shouldn't say free, but the free games for our PlayStation Plus subscription.
Because seeing as how they release the new free games the first Tuesday of every month, that should be this week. So it just might be like a last minute thing. They might do it tomorrow. They might do it on Monday. We don't know.
I almost wondered too if it got pushed back because of that big 8-week spring sale they got going on. So I wonder if that might have pushed it back. And February being a short month, maybe those three short days or might have screwed them up. I don't know.
It might be a thing of like they plan it out every month just right to where they can get it out in the nick of time. And because of this month being shorter, they just didn't plan it out as well as they normally do. So, but that's not such a big deal because either way, we're going to find out next week. So
my guess is they want to give the Order 1886 out for free. And
yeah, I'll get more into that for sure.
So they just want to get that okay with Ready at Dawn first.
Yeah.
I believe that's who's doing it, right? Ready at Dawn or who
Ready
did it?
Ready at Dawn and Santa Monica, yeah. But it's mostly Ready at Dawn. Santa Monica produced, but Ready at Dawn did all of the creation, which, in their defense, they have only done handheld stuff until now.
Right, they did like Chains of Olympus and stuff like that.
They did both the God of War games for the PSP. Yeah. So this is their first time out on a big time console. So, you know, that will be factored into my review as well. But kind of sticking along, this is kind of news, but it's not really, and it's already like a week or so old. But again, since we haven't been, you know, back until now, I want to give my two cents about it. So in the Destiny community, there's this D-bag out there, calls himself Kermit the Frog online, and this was on the PlayStation Network. Okay,
hard to believe he's a D-bag with that kind of name.
Yeah, well, it's not Kermit the Frog online, it's just Kermit the Frog. You know, kind of a deceitful name since he's such a douche. Plus, this kid's only 17 years old. So, that being besides the point, what this guy did was, unfortunately, he took a good thing and turned it bad. And unfortunately, this is just going to be more fuel to the fire of why people are going to bash on the PlayStation. But it's not the PlayStation's fault that this happened. And it's not Bungie's fault that this happened. There's only two people involved in this entire thing. There's this fifth grader kid who's 11 years old and the Kermit the Frog guy. And what had happened was this kid was streaming online on his PS4 by himself, no parent supervision. Now, granted, there are mature kids out there and there are kids that are very, again, mature past their age. But me as a parent, personally, I would never let my kid play any online game without me monitoring him to a degree. You know, I'm not going to give my kid the controller and let him go play an online game with like adults out there who are good at manipulating people, especially people who don't have any life experience or what have you. So for me, that's strike one. So this kid, he's playing and he's streaming and he gets introduced to Kermit through another friend of his. And him and Kermit get into a chat lobby, and you can hear him talking. And this whole thing has been recorded because when you do a share play session, the PS4 automatically starts to record your session. Plus, he was already streaming on top of that. So they hook up, and apparently this Kermit told this kid that he knew of a way to basically cheat the system and boost the rest of his characters because he had a couple characters that weren't all the way maxed out on Destiny yet. And he said he had a way for them to cheat the system and get his characters all the way maxed out. All he had to do was give him control of his game through the share play function.
So, I see lights flashing right now. Please stop. Please stop. No. Keep going.
That's strike two, okay? Anybody who plays Destiny and has played it since day one knows how hard it is and how much of a pain in the ass it is to get out to the max level, to get the gear you need, to get the weapons you need, to get the components required to level up all that stuff. It's a grind, and it's a long grind, and it's a long, hard process. I don't care if you added this or not.
No, we're keeping that long, hard in there, but you're good.
It's bigger and stronger and longer. But it's a long, hard process, and it takes a long time to get, like right now, the level max is 32. So this kid was trying to cheat his way to 32. That's strike two for me. Strike three, he agrees to give this complete stranger freedom of his of control of his game. So this kid gives him control of this game and decides to get up and go use the bathroom or get a snack or whatever. I can't remember because I watched the video once and I couldn't stop laughing.
Okay, that's like strike four then. Right. You give someone control and then you walk away and can't see what they're doing. That's not a good sign.
So the kid leaves, and Kermit proceeds to delete his two highest characters, which was his level 31 Warlock and his 26 Titan, leaving him with a level 23 Hunter, which basically, in my opinion, he left him with nothing, because just this guy's opinion, Hunters are garbage. They're only good for turning invisible and picking people up when they're down, but in a hard raid, that counts for nothing. So he left this kid with only a level 23 Hunter. He comes back, the kid does, and when he comes back, he sees that this guy has taken his hunter to the tower and went to the storage unit called the vault. And in the vault, this kid had a very high-powered weapon. It was a Plan C fusion rifle. He took it out of his vault and deleted it. And the kid watched him do this. So the kid sits there and decides, I'll give him points for this, because what he does is he doesn't sit there, he doesn't flip out on the guy, he doesn't sit there and start, you know, spazzing or whatever. He tries to play it cool, right? He tries to be like, oh, well, you know, I was debating whether or not I wanted to delete it. I just didn't have the guts to do it, so thanks for making the decision for me. So then, to prevent further damage, the kid puts his PlayStation in standby mode, you know, relinquishing all control back to himself. He turns it back on, starts Destiny back up, and that's when the horror of his whole situation hits him, because he realizes that all he is left is with his hunter, who just deleted his most powerful weapon that he had with his hunter.
Nice.
So in the video, you can hear the kid start to cry and go, oh my God, I can't believe it. No, whatever. The Destiny community was kind of in an uproar about it. They're like, I can't believe this guy, da-da-da-da-da. Bungie better do something about it. But really, Bungie can't do anything about it, because technically this kid didn't do anything illegal. He didn't hack the system. He didn't break through the firewalls of anything. He didn't steal this guy's PS4, none of that stuff. The kid willingly gave up control of his gameplay, and he paid the price for it. Now, everybody's like, oh, you know, that's wrong, da da da. Yes, I fully agree.
Right, that's wrong, and he's a douchebag, but yeah, that kid just learned a life lesson right there.
Exactly. I mean, that was like a huge dick move, because this guy seemed to have no remorse, because in an interview from Game Informer, they interviewed this dick, and he sat there and said that, yeah, I've done it before, and, you know, I might do it again, I might not do it again, whatever. He just seemed like a total dick, okay? He's definitely the kind of guy you want to take home to mom and dad, that's for sure. But, he sat there and just seemed like he didn't have any remorse for it. So, yeah, the guy's a dick. Yeah, it was a huge dick move. But I don't feel bad for the kid. Even though the kid's 11 years old and he's a fifth grader and whatever, he made the conscious decision to give a complete stranger control of his game. And he was trying to cheat the system that everybody busts their ass to get to where they're at right now. So I don't feel bad for people who try to cheat. I don't care if you want to sit there, oh, he's just a kid, cut him some slack, da-da-da. No, even my kids, they're younger than this fifth grader, and they know that there's consequences for the decisions that you make, you know, and one of those decisions you do not make is trusting a complete stranger with anything. So that's just my two cents about it. If you want, you're more than welcome to put in your input.
I'm just at a loss for words. It's just like, where's this kid's parents at? Because you said he's a fifth grader, he's online playing, and he's streaming. I don't know if I'd let my fifth grader stream. That's kind of a scary scene there. You don't know who's watching his stream, what kind of influences he's going to get. It's just not something I want to put my kids at risk there. It's just
exactly.
not good parenting to begin with, so it sounds like that kid was destined for failure, sorry to say, but yeah.
Because it's like, what would they have done if this Kermit the Frog had convinced this kid to give him his parents' credit card number or something? Oh, you have to give me your parents, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and you'll have all this and that and da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? It's just like, why would you let your kids, you know, be doing that kind of stuff without being supervised somewhat?
Yeah. You know? And you know what swatting is, don't you? Have you ever heard of swatting for Twitch streamers?
No.
No, what swatting is where someone will get the SWAT called out to their house. Someone will be live streaming, and someone will somehow get the police called out to their house, and you'll see like a SWAT raid come through their house. So what if they had that happen to that kid? You know, there was an incident, I can't remember how long ago it was, but some kid's father ended up getting shot and killed because of a miscommunication during a swatting incident. So, I mean, that's why, like, streaming's, I mean, it seems harmless, but, I mean, come on, you got to use some common sense here. It's the internet. You can't trust anybody on the internet.
Right. Don't even trust me.
Right? I'm a kid.
But no, that's just my two cents about it. I don't feel bad for the kid. Do I feel like this Kermit the Frog should be punished? Honestly, I can't say that I feel 100% that he can, because the only thing he did was be a dick. You know what I mean? He was just a complete jerk. But did he do anything illegal? No. You know, that was a free function of the PS4, and he just, of course, just found a way.
Yeah, he just took advantage of the system and
right.
Yeah, I don't agree with what he did by any means, but...
No, I don't either, but at the same... Like I said, I just don't feel bad for this kid. I can't bring myself to sit there and be like... Because, you know, people could be like, oh, what if that happened to your kid? Then my kid would have learned a very valuable lesson, because he would get his privileges for gaming revoked. Because yeah. I just...
I would delete all his characters. He wouldn't be playing.
I would have traded his game. I would have went even further. He would have thought that kid was a hero compared to me. So I don't agree with what this D-bag Kermit the Frog did, but at the same time, I don't feel bad for the kid. So that's all I got on my end of the, you know, the gaming news section. Was there anything else that you had, my guy?
I do have one other thing. Stop me if you hear this one before, though. Heist and GTA 5 coming March 10th.
Wait, of this year or?
It's supposed to be of this year.
It was supposed to be of 2 years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the newest news is March 10th of this year.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know that I care anymore. I bought this on the 360. Traded it in after playing maybe a couple hours. My intent was to do the heist and stuff online with my friends, and that got delayed, and I was like, well, I'm just going to trade in because the Xbox One and PS4 is going to be out soon. I did that, and they keep pushing the heist back, so I'm not really... I wouldn't be surprised if it got delayed again. I mean, we got 9 more days, so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong. The games that Rockstar makes are very high quality, and they're always a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
The stories are always really good. However... The only way Rockstar is going to get any more of my money if they make another Red Dead Redemption, which I heard is on the way, as to when, I don't know when, or if they do a whole new GTA. Because I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give them a new. Or I'm not going to pay for a brand new copy of GTA 5 or 4. What are we on
five.
Now?
You're on GTA 5. Sorry.
It's 5 2.0.
Yep.
Whatever the hell it is now.
It's GTA 5 first-person shooter mode.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to pay for that. I'm sorry. I already bought your game once on the PS3. I beat it, went through all the story, tried to get every little thing, but I'm not going to give you another $60 just to, what, screw me out of the entire experience that you promised me from the get-go? I'm good on that, bro.
I don't know. I might end up picking this one up just to do the heist. I don't know. I got some friends on Xbox One that really want to play, so.
Well, you let me know how that goes, brother.
I will have to do some footage.
The only other thing that I would add, just because I grew up with a dad who was into Star Trek and made me watch all the original episodes and what have you, but I want to give a rest in peace shout out to the very legendary and iconic Leonard Nimoy, who played Dr. Or I want to say Dr. Spock, maybe it was Mr. Spock. I can't remember for sure. I'm pretty sure it was just Mr. Spock because Dr. McCoy was the only doctor that I remember on the show. But Mr. Spock, I'm so sorry. It's late, you guys. I've had a long day, so you'll have to forgive me on some things. But yeah, Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, passed away. It kind of sucks because it's one of those things where when I was a kid, I never really appreciated the stuff that my dad made me watch. And as I got older, the concept behind some of this stuff was like way past its time. Going back and watching some of the older stuff, the humor that was even around in shows like that back then, it was just really, really good. And having Leonard Nimoy play basically the 24/7 straight man to Kirk or to, you know, McCoy or whatever, it was just good chemistry. And now it sucks. I'm not like heartbroken because I didn't know the guy personally, but I feel like he was a damn fine actor. And he will probably for sure be missed. So I want to give a shout out to Leonard Nimoy.
All right. With that being said, we'll go ahead and touch on the games coming out for next week. Actually, I'll go ahead and with this being in the new month, free games coming for Xbox Gold members. Since we already mentioned PlayStation Plus is going to announce later on this week what's going to be the PlayStation Plus games. For Xbox One, getting Rayman Legends. For 360, it's going to be Tomb Raider and BioShock Infinite. You know how Xbox does it. You get one at the first half of the month and then the other one at the second half. I believe right. Rayman Legends is going to be all month for the Xbox One. So right. That's it for the free games or quote-unquote free games.
Right.
And then upcoming games then? Did you have something to say?
No, I was just going to say those are all pretty good games. So
yeah, all good games. I haven't played Rayman Legends, so I can't really say that's a good game because I don't know. I'll download it and play it since it's no extra money for me.
I heard it did really well, though.
But upcoming games for next week. Since we didn't do a podcast last week, Resident Evil Revelations 2 came out. The episode 2 is coming out next week.
Oh, already?
Did you get a chance to play it? Yeah, they're going to... I think they're releasing every week or something like that. So, if you're going to do an episodic game, that's the way to do it. Release it right after the other. I mean, I wish like the Walking Dead series would be that way.
Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome. Or the Game of Thrones, Borderlands, all those series. If they would do them that way, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, no, I didn't get a chance to do Revelations, but that was almost like a conscious decision because I never played the first Revelations, and I don't like to get into... Because it's technically its own... It's like a branch-off series, and I don't like to get into series... or game series before I play the first one. You know what I mean? Like that's what made me a little hesitant playing Far Cry 4. But once someone told me that none of the other Far Cries coincide with each other, like there's a couple minor characters from the previous titles that you would recognize from the other titles, but they don't affect the story in the way that like let's say a returning cast member would, you know? So it's not like not playing the previous Far Cries would hinder my experience for the new one. So that's why I picked it up. And I really enjoyed it. But this, like I said, I know all the characters from Resident Evil. Jill, I believe, was one of the returning main members from the series for the first Revelations. And now Claire and Barry and Barry's daughter and some random creepy China doll looking chick that follows Barry around for some unknown reason. I mean, it's probably known now, but it's not known to me. I don't know that I'll pick it up, but you never know. If I get bored enough and there's nothing else to do, I might try it.
And that's Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4. Other games coming out next week, Helldivers. For PS3, PS4, and the Vita. That's coming out on the 4th. I don't know too much about this game. It's, Metroid-esque, would you say?
Helldivers? Yeah. No, not... Helldivers is more of a top-down, third-person, like, Dead Ops arcade or old-school Contra with newer graphics. The one I think you're thinking about...
Axiom Verge.
Axiom Verge.
Yeah, okay, yep.
And that's the one that's, like...
But that's not coming out next week.
No.
Yeah, I was getting them mixed up, but... Back to Helldivers. That's coming out on the 4th for PS3, PS4, and the Vita. I don't know if I'm going to pick this one up. I don't know about you.
I don't know. Like I said, man, the only one I'm kind of looking forward to is Bloodborne. So I think I might be just kind of chilling out on anything else other than Destiny and possibly Dying Light if any of my friends list or anybody, you know, hits me up and wants help with this or that or the other. I'll get on that stuff. But I think I might just kind of... chill unless the free games offered here this week are worth getting, then I'll definitely play whatever they throw at me. But I'm probably just going to be okay just chilling, because after the order, I just don't want to get my heart broken again.
I understand, man. Sometimes you just need some consoling. So
for sure,
you hit me up and I'll console you, buddy.
Sounds good.
Another game coming out next week, Mario vs. Donkey Kong Tipping Stars Wii U. And that's on the 3DS. And
what is that, like a drinking game?
I don't know. I thought I'd mention it because it's a Wii U and a 3DS game. So it comes out on the 5th, which I believe is Friday.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, that's a Thursday. Wow. I thought Nintendo tended to do a Friday release. Again, I pull these from the IGN's upcoming list, so I don't know how accurate their lists are, so I'm hoping they're pretty accurate. Then Ali Ali 2 for PS4 and the Vita. Welcome to Ollywood.
That comes out on the 3rd. That sounds like it's got so much potential, bro.
I never played the first one, so. And this next one, I don't know if I'm going to be able to say it right, but I'll try. Arishika?
Bless you.
Tainted Bloodlines for the Vita comes out on the 3rd. I doubt I'll get it. Another game, White Knight, comes out on the 3rd for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. No clue what that game is. Zombie Army Trilogy for PS4, Xbox One on the 6th.
Okay, now you're going to have to give me some intel about that, because I've seen little snippets of that here and there, and it looks too good to be true. Like, what's the deal with that? Do you know any info? Because I just haven't had the time to sit here and look it up and go over any details about it. But, I mean, it's zombies, and the title is Zombie Army. Like, how can that not be fun? Unless it's just one of those things where it's like, you know how you have your B-movies, if it's like a B-list game? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, lay some info on me, dude.
I'll give you what IGN has on it, because that's the only thing I know is what I read from IGN here. Okay, what IGN has on it is, Berlin is burning and Adolf Hitler has risen from his grave to gather an army of undead super soldiers who are poised to spill blood and guts across Europe. Only one thing stands in their way, you and your fleshy sacks bristling with guns and explosives you call your best friends. That's all they have.
I'm sorry. What about fleshy sacks?
Yeah. The fleshy sacks bristling with guns and explosives you call your best friends.
What the hell does that mean? Like, do you have a saxophone made out of skin?
What does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
But it's published and developed by Rebellion. And the only other game coming out next week, at least the only other game I have on the list here, is Scream Ride for the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One. That comes out on the 3rd. It's like a roller coaster sim. I think they have like a game mode or game type in there where you can make the roller coaster go off the tracks and try and cause as much destruction as you can. I don't know about this game. I don't know if it's something I'll play.
Yeah, it doesn't sound anything too exciting. But I mean, I didn't think Pain, the like one of the very first games released for the PlayStation Network back on the PS3. That concept seemed kind of stupid to me too. But if this is anything like that with roller coasters, that could be cool. But if it's just a roller coaster sim with the option to derail your own coasters, then that doesn't seem like it's very appealing.
Yeah, I think I'll pass for now.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff that we're going to pass on, I can't speak for you, but me personally, I know... this is kind of a little nod toward retro gaming again, for a game series that showed up back in 1991 that a lot of people may or may not be fans of. Back on the Sega Genesis, little game called Toe Jam and Earl is getting rebooted via a Kickstart. They are doing it, I believe it's only been announced so far for the PC, but anybody out there who is a Toe Jam and Earl fan has been looking for a comeback, there you go. It's just, I'm not a PC gamer. I know you don't dabble a whole lot in the PC world, but if you're a fan of the series, they are trying to kickstart and bring it back. They've only got a few days left to meet their goal of 400,000, I believe it was, to get it started. And so if you, you know, if you're looking forward to that, you want to help them out, go just Google Toe Jam and Earl
back in the group. Kickstarter,
yeah. Yeah, Kickstarter group. I believe that's the subtitle for it, is Toe Jam and Earl back in the groove.
Yeah, yep. I actually got the Kickstarter page pulled up here once you started talking about it, because I like Toe Jam and Earl. You know, I was actually just, like I said before, I'm getting back into retro gaming. That was one of the games I was looking for on the Sega Genesis. I can't seem to find it anywhere except for eBay, where people want too much money for it. So,
right.
Yeah, I think I'll have to wait and see. I might have to back this game. I do play a tiny bit of PC gaming, so I might back it. I don't know. We'll see. It looks like $15 is the lowest pledge that you can do to where you actually get the game. They do have a lower $5 pledge, but you don't get the game with that. So that's about it for that part, I think. You want to hop into your order review then, Dave?
Let's do it. Okay, everybody. So I'm going to throw in spoilers, and this may or may not take horribly long just because the game wasn't horribly long. It was actually horribly short. So here we go. Order 1886, everybody. First impression, it's beautiful. The graphics are amazing. The gameplay is very tight. There was not really more than a time or two that I felt like I wasn't in control of my character. There's little things like they have a cover system. Think Gears of War or something along that lines if you play on Xbox. But this game is a PS4 exclusive, so if you play on both, congratulations for you and all your money. If you don't and you only got the PS4, it's I can't think off the top of my head of some other cover-based shooter games. But the only time I felt like I wasn't in control is when I would try to go into cover from a wall or a pillar and my dude would act a little re-re and go to, like, behind a smaller wall or something that was, like, way out in the open. So that only happened, like, once or twice. It wasn't, like, very bad. So the controls are really good. The story got really interesting about, I want to say, midway through the game. But then once you get to that
point, about a half hour in?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I would say if you ground through the game and didn't look for any of the hidden items, like the newspapers or pictures, or they got these little cylindrical recorders that have little, you know, added notes about things that are going on in the world around you of the order. If you don't look for any of the collectible stuff, you could grind through that game in about 3.5, maybe 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
That's, yeah, it's
a short game then.
It's a very short game. Like I mentioned earlier, I don't feel like it's worth the $60. I'm sure they spent a pretty penny in the production of it, because it, like I said, it looks amazing. The voice acting is on key. The story is actually very intriguing once you get into it, but it's kind of slow to start. And once you actually get into the meat of the story, where things are getting really interesting, the game just kind of abruptly ends. And I was almost wanting more, but at the same time I was just like, really, that's it? Like, I wasn't very impressed with Ready at Dawn's first console outing. They are only known for their two PSP games that they did for the God of War series, which was very well received. They did very well. They actually got reported back to the PS3, and they won several awards for that. But that being said, I feel like they should have spent a lot more time, even though this was like almost 5 years in the making. But they should have spent more time on just content for the game itself. Like, they don't even have any trophies for each chapter you complete. And there's only so many chapters, but each chapter takes 20 minutes to get through, if that, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And I played on hard. I always play on the hardest difficulty available for every new game that I get. And I was just mowing through the enemies. I mean, the controls were just so precise that I was just getting headshots left and right. And they have a like a slowdown system where you can kind of slow down time to take your shots. But you're not really in control of your aiming. What you do is it's L1 to slow down time. and you tap the right stick from target to target, so you're switching between targets, and then you just pull on your trigger, and it kind of randomly aims the spot that you're shooting at, but there's even a trophy for getting 5 headshots while in slow motion, so and there's a specific name for it, but it just wasn't what felt like it was going to be advertised. Like, to me, it was supposed to be like this, you know, new AAA franchise, like this blockbuster game. I saw from the previews it involved like werewolves or lycanthropes, however you want to word it. And here comes one of the spoilers. There are vampires involved. There's this huge secret plot between the current government within the game world and the East India Trading Company and the order that you work for itself. There's this whole conspiracy going on, and there's a lot of neat things about the story, but I feel like this game would have been better off being represented as a prelude to a bigger game or series. Like I said, kind of like how they split up Metal Gear Solid with the way they did that, with that little, you know, prelude game,
and then Rising or whatever.
No, good lord. See, I am a horrible Metal Gear Solid fan right now because I cannot, for the life of me, think Ground Zeroes.
Oh yeah, Ground yeah, Zero. Ground Zeroes. That's right.
Yeah. Ground Zeroes was the name of the prelude game, I guess you want to call it. If they would have done something like that, like calling it the Order 1886, they could have left it like that and been like, okay, you spend $30 for this experience, and then the Order XXX or whatever is going to come out later this year. That would have been way better. That would have made way more sense than them sitting there saying, here's our first new game for the PS4. It's a full game, da 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 da. It just felt like I almost got gypped because of the price that I paid in the experience that I got. Not to say I didn't like it. I do feel it was a lot better than some of the games that have came out so far, like Thief, which was a huge letdown in my opinion. But $60 for a four-hour game, definitely not worth it yet in my opinion. I would say pick it up when it's going to be, it's an inevitability at this point, but when the price drops to, let's say, about $20-$30, yeah, go pick it up. Even lower if you can wait that long. But I mean, as of right now, I would just sit on your cash or your debit card or whatever you use.
I almost wonder, you know, because that game had a few delays. I wonder if they had to cut out a lot of the game, and maybe they were having issues with the game or the gameplay, and that's why the game is so short. You know, me not playing the game and not knowing any of the intel, you know, that would just be something I assume. Maybe they had to cut some of the game out. That's why it seems to be so short.
Some people feel like the length of the game is not a bad thing, because some of the things that were frustrating about the game made you almost feel like the length was not entirely a bad thing.
Do they have any other kind of modes? Like with Gears of War, they have Horde mode, you know, nope, to give you any kind of replayability, anything?
That's the thing. That's what I meant. Like it just lacks a lot of content. Like, it just lacks a lot of stuff that everybody's used to. There's no multiplayer, which for me isn't always a necessity.
Right. I hate when they force a multiplayer in a game that doesn't need to be in there, like Bioshock 2.
Right, exactly. That was just a huge waste of time. I'm not even going to get into it. But, no, it just lacks a lot of stuff. There's no extra modes. I don't remember if there's a season pass for that or not. I don't even know if they have any upcoming DLC for that or not, to be honest with you, because by the time I got done with it, I was like, you know what, I'm kind of good just leaving it as it is. And I'm at the point where I might even end up trading it in. I don't know. It just feels like it's not finished. It just feels like they kind of give you like a taste of what they could potentially do. And this game had a lot of potential. From the previews and the trailers and the things I read about it, I was expecting to fight werewolves like halfway through the game and have those be like a constant threat and like just a supernatural feel to it. But really, you only battle maybe a handful of werewolves throughout the entire game. Like, there's a couple of boss battles. And again, and this is something I touched on with Dying Light, with the the end boss on that. The two major boss battles that you have with a couple of different werewolves, they're quick time events.
Oh.
But the thing is, they're not 100% quick time. Like, okay, so here the scenario for the first boss fight with the werewolf is you're backed into a corner and you're facing off against what they call an elder, which is, you know, obviously the name implies that it's an older werewolf who has a little bit of it retains a little bit of its intelligence while still in werewolf form, while these other werewolves are kind of feral and they run on all fours at you and, you know, they don't talk or whatever. But this elder werewolf that you fight, you're kind of squaring off against him and you are pushing L1 and R1 respectively for quick attacks and a heavy attack. And then there's times where the werewolf will attack you, and that's when the quick time portion comes into play because you have to push your right stick in the right direction to dodge his attack. And he could kill you. I mean, on the hard mode, he kills you in about 2 to 3 swipes. So if you don't do it right, that's a retry. But for the most part, you are doing the attacking on the boss himself, but you don't feel 100% in control, I want to say. I'd say maybe 90, like 80% in control, because you are allowed to move your character from left to right in order to, you know, get an advantaged position to where you want to strike or whatever. But that's really how there was really only two boss battles in that entire game, and they were both against two different werewolves. And at the very end, you come across, you find out that one of your key members in the order was a werewolf the whole time, and he's conspiring with this vampire lord, and there's a lot of questions left unanswered. And by the end of the game, you're kicked out of the order, so now you're a rogue knight, and it's just, and I did say spoilers, so if you're listening to this getting pissed off, I did say spoilers, but, It's just, it doesn't feel finished. It feels like there was so much more that could have been put in there for the price of what they said. And like I said, when it got really interesting, that's when the game ended. So I would say at this point, rent if you can, but I would severely stress waiting for a price drop. It's not a horrible experience, but it's not a great experience either.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think I lucked out on this one with the baby coming and not being able to go pick this one up, and then seeing all the mediocre reviews it got. I know everyone says it's a great experience. It's, you know, a good game and everything. It's just not a $60 value.
I would have rather it had your baby than paid for this game.
That's pretty rough, man.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of hard work, trust me. I watched that firsthand. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. but no, I mean, I don't want to. I feels like I'm taking a lot away from it, and I'm not trying to, because, like I said, I did really enjoy the gameplay. I did really enjoy the story once it finally started kicking in. But I really wish I would have known everything about it that was in the final game, and I wouldn't have spent the $60 for it. I would have waited. So. That's it. That's all I got to say about it.
All right, so there it is. Rent it and wait for a price drop. Or if you have a friend that already bought it and they're mad they wasted their money on it, buy it from them for $20-$30.
Like Tony's about to.
Yep.
Or if you're a really good friend like I am, I'll just lend it out to my buddies, and then when they beat it the next day, they'll just give it back to me.
Right. I'll give it back to you in 4 hours.
Right. So that's it for me, guys.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got for this episode, so we can probably go ahead and wrap it up then.
You always want to wrap it up. You always want to double wrap it.
Well, I'm going to have to now, man. 3 kids is a lot, so.
Oh, trust me. I know. If you want any tips on how to juggle all 3 of them, you let me know, buddy. I got a platinum trophy on that shit. All
right, hell yeah. You got a life trophy right there.
That's 3 right. Of them.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I want to thank everyone for listening. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at TonyTheGamerGuy. Dave is at Deadpool Orta. You can follow our YouTube channels. Dave's channel is Goku Orta 5. Mine is Tony the Gamer Guy. Also, you can follow us on Twitch. Dave, you're at...
Is it Wade Merck with a mouth Wilson? Anybody that knows Deadpool will get the reference. But it's all one word, Wade Merck with a mouth Wilson. And, yeah, I have archived footage from The Order. It's like the first 2.5 hours. You'll have to ignore like a half an hour in there because at one point I stopped to just do random shit like eat and put my kids to bed. So just, you know, fast forward once you see my screen stop moving. But yeah, that's just it for me on Twitch. I want to thank everybody though too for being so patient. If both of you fans out there were eagerly anticipating our next episode, you know, it's like you said earlier, life got in the way and things happened. So we want to thank you for staying with us and, you know, just keeping an eye on what we've got going on and picking up this episode.
Yep, and we'll see you next week for next episode then.